News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
On a sunny afternoon in Dublin's Mansion House, preparations are underway for a very special event. After an almost 30-year absence, the centenarian afternoon tea is back, celebrating Dubliners who've reached 100 years or more.
And it's just so joyful to see them all here today. I said to one of them, I'm glad that we asked for proof of age because I wouldn't have believed that any of them were over 100.
Emma Blaine is the Lord Mayor of Dublin.
Well, I have made it a priority during my term to champion older people and dementia awareness. And I think that the older people, especially our Dubliners, have contributed so much to our society and continue to do so. So when I heard about this just before I started my term, I was like, this is something that I have to do. They're in here for afternoon tea and they'll be receiving a special scroll and signing a ledger that will go down in the history of the Mansion House.
It's Madge Curtis.
Well, it's lovely to meet you, Madge. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, you know that I'm 100 anyway. I just have a very simple life, do you know what I mean?
Thank you very much.
Nothing extraordinary about it. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed every minute of my life.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear. Did your parents live for a long time, Madge? Is longevity in the family?
There wasn't that much.
Your mammy was 97.
Oh, yeah. My dad was young.
He was mid-60s.
Mid-60s. Yeah. Well, that's something I'm noticing as I look around. It's a lot of women.
I think they must be strangling the husbands.
You wouldn't admit to that much, would you?
No.
Eileen, you're 102 and a half. How on earth did you get to be 102 and a half?
Cheek. I worked in Dublin Castle.
Really?
Yeah, I liked Irish. And I found it lovely to speak Irish. Mm-hmm. In the Conan na Gaeilge, we used to go around for debates in Irish. But I'm losing my Irish because there's no one to talk to. My age, you know.
Is it a difficult country to be 100 years old in? Or is Ireland a friendly place to centenarians like you?
Oh, I think so. It is. I find that our students are very helpful. They'll help you on the bus, plump you down. You know, they're good. Mm-hmm. No matter what shade they are, we're all the same inside. Mm-hmm. And we're all going the wrong way.
What's your secret to longevity?
Oh, yoga.
Yoga?
Yeah, I love it. Geraldine does it every week and I do as much as I can with her.
Yeah. So people will be so interested to hear that at 102 and a half, you're able to contort yourself in all sorts of different yoga positions.
And get up, yeah, I can. I can't do all the things I used to do, mm-hmm. but I do as many as I can.
My name is George Anderson O'Connor. Mm-hmm. And I was born and reared in the centre of Dublin. In the Dublin Fire Department.
Wow.
My father was station officer in the Dublin Fire Department.
So you grew up in a fire station?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I had a very happy childhood. My parents were very, very good to me. And when I got married, I was married for over 60 years. My wife was great, absolutely. So A happy life is the thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you were to give advice to anybody out there, just one piece of life advice from a 100-year-old gentleman like yourself, what would it be?
Well, enjoy yourself while you're young, because life is short.
Well, it's long in your case, George.
Thank God for that. Yeah.
Nice one, Centurion. Sarah Madden reporting there.
Yeah, that is...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.